Welcome to Thrive Beyond Pornography, the podcast where real couples like us candidly navigate the journey to a healthier, more connected life.
Join us as we share personal experiences, expert insights, and practical tips to help you thrive in your relationships and break free.
Together, let's repair and build a rock-solid connection, becoming a couple that can overcome any challenge.
I'm Zach.
And I'm Darcy. Did you know that pornography doesn't have to destroy you or your marriage? We're the parents of 8 active members of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, and we love to help people just like you.
We're here to share hope and healing as we take you through our journey and the journeys of our amazing clients to greater joy and love. Come grow with us to a happier, more meaningful life.
Welcome to the Self-Mastery Podcast.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to another beautiful Mastery Monday here on the Self-Mastery Podcast. I'm your host, Zach Spafford. I hope Christmas was great for you. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. New Year's going to be awesome. We have a really awesome podcast coming out the Monday after New Year's that I think a lot of you are going to like. We did a great interview with Jennifer Finlayson Fife. She is kind of awesome. She was supposed to meet us for lunch, and unfortunately, she had to go up north to Salt Lake. She just happened to be in town the weekend after we recorded, and she was like, yeah, let's get together. And anyhow, it didn't work out. And so that's why she's only kind of awesome. But in reality, she's super awesome. She's a great resource. She has lots of great information. And we are actually giving away a number of free scholarships to her courses. So she's got a couple of courses. We're giving away some scholarships to that, including her new podcast, Room for Two. So if you are listening to this and you're like, I really, really want to use some of those resources, but you can't seem to afford it, go ahead and reach out to Jennifer. Just go to her Facebook page, and her executive assistant will put you on the list to see if you can win that free podcast scholarship or either of her two courses that are The Art of Loving and The Art of Desire, which are both great courses. I highly recommend them. And I hope this year is your year. In fact, if you're ready to make this year your year, go to zachspafford.com/thestuff, thestuff. Go to zachspafford.com/thestuff and sign up for group coaching. It starts January, the first Thursday in January, and it is going to be awesome. You're going to get individual coaching in a group setting. Starts January 4th, each Thursday for 12 weeks. There's a session for the wives as well as a bonus on that, and it's 7:30 Mountain Time on Thursday nights. It is going to be awesome, and if you are ready to make this your year, make it so that you start this year. In fact, I actually had a client who he took this and he's like, this is the first time I've ever made significant change, significant adjustment to what was going on for me. And I'm so grateful that I took this because it was in my budget and it made me successful in a way I'd never been successful before. So if you want this to be your year, make it your year. Go to zachspafford.com, the stuff, and let's get you on to group coaching. And if you don't want to do group coaching, that's totally fine. You can just sign up for a free consult with me. That'd be awesome too. And we'll set you up with individual coaching. Either one works. All right. You guys didn't sign up to listen to me talk about what everybody else is doing, but tune in for that JFF interview. And if, send it to your friends, let people know. Oh, speaking of letting people know, the reason I ask for, and I promise this is the last last piece of business, right? The reason I ask people for reviews on the Apple setup is because on the Apple Podcasts app is because the more people that review this podcast, the more likely it is that someone who needs this help is going to be able to find it. So that's why I ask you guys. It's it is partly selfish because I want to help more people, but it's also partly because if you don't review us, people won't know about us. And I know that you want to help as many people as possible. So I'm asking you. I know you're listening to this and you're going like, no, he's asking somebody else. No. I'm asking you. You're listening to this. If you have not reviewed this, which is very likely you haven't, because we get about 1,000, a little more than 1,000, maybe like 1,500 people who listen to this podcast every single week. So if you are listening to me right now, stop what you're doing and go and review the podcast. Please do that for me. Please do it for the people who need your help, because the more people who review, the more likely they are to get the help that they need to solve for this problem. And I know that's something you want to do. It's something that you can do to pay it forward in your life. So make this year the year where you help pay it forward by doing just like this one really awesome, nice thing. And I know it will come back to you in spades. Awesome. All right. This week, we're going to talk about accountability. And accountability is a tough one. I got an email from a friend of mine, a client of mine, and he said, so I'll read you the email, but one of the things that I think comes up more often than not is that people want to know, well, who should I be accountable and how to, and how do I be accountable to those people? And I think, so what I'm going to talk about in this episode is going to help you kind of solidify that for yourself. So let's just start with what my client sent me. He said, with my past therapist, I had the Accountable to You app. So that is apparently an app you can get on the App Store, whatever it is, that allows you to be accountable to somebody. They, you know, helps you check in with that person. And he was set up as a partner on this app. With this next phase of my recovery journey with you, I wanted to get your insight on accountability apps. While I wanted to put pornography usage in the past, I downloaded the app out of compliance when my therapist suggested it. I found that when I chose to look at pornography while having the app, I would search for less intense pornography, which I was grateful for, but it was from fear of what the other person would think. My therapist asked me to remove him as an accountability partner because I'm no longer working with him, which is fair. I took him off the app this morning. Since doing so, I have felt a mix of fear and excitement and having a free range on my device. I have done NAB, which is notice and name, allow and ask, breathe and be kind. So that's one of the techniques that I teach people. I've done NAB to sort out my emotions and feelings for the short term. For the long term, I'm still trying to figure out what to do. Given the context above, what advice or thoughts do you have about accountability apps? Are you an accountability app partner for any of your clients? I'm working on moving my motivation from a more passive space of compliance to an active choice based on who I want to become. I'm not asking for your permission to get rid of the app, just trying to take your advice into account in making an informed decision. Thanks for walking with me in this journey. And then he signs it. Okay. So, and this is what I told him, and I think this is a really important thing to understand. If you're sitting there and you're going, I'm accountable to somebody, right? And being accountable to that somebody helps me not view pornography. If that is true for you, then, you know, you don't have to listen to anything I say right now. Nothing I say should be taken as, you know, this is absolutely the very best way to do it. But I found for me personally that this was helpful. A lot of this is about a mindset, not about, you know, a particular app or a particular, you know, process. It is really about how do I put myself in a place where I can succeed, right? So if currently that means that you're having conversations with someone in some way that says, when I mess up, I have to tell you within 24 hours, let's say, which is something that is really pretty common. And that person is the person you're accountable to. You know, that can be helpful, and I'm not saying it won't be. But, you know, one of the shorthand ways that I talk about being accountable to others is that there's only one filter, only one accountability partner that actually works in the long run. And this is a really important thing. You know, I've talked about this in terms of the, you know, how do I set up things on my computer that will help me make sure that I don't turn to pornography? And we use Covenant Eyes with our kids. And one of the reasons we like it is because it creates a conversation. It says, hey, this is what's happening on your kid's phone, but they're children and not adults. So it's our job to help guide them through this process. Whereas if you're an adult, and you're a grown person, as I like to say, then there's only one filter. There's only one accountability partner that ever will ever work in the long run, and that is your own brain. And now, just keep in mind, I don't say that because I want you to just go out and like make everything easy to get to porn. That's not what I'm saying at all. You know, I value putting up barriers to pornography viewing, and that's a really important component, I think, of most people's capacity to manage their impulse. So if it's a little bit harder to get to pornography, then it may give you pause, it may give you space. But those are only helpful to a certain extent, right? And they're never going to be enough to keep you from looking at pornography if you choose to. You know, I have on numerous occasions, and I could literally name off probably 10 off the top of my head, where somebody was like, yeah, I had this app, and this app was supposed to keep me from looking at porn, and instead of it keeping me from looking at porn, I just found a way around it. I found an internet browser that was open through another app, or I found a way to disable the app, or I found a way to, you know, go... You know, if your Wi-Fi is the thing that manages your porn, then I just go to McDonald's and I check out Wi-Fi there, or I stop it. You know, there are like 1,000 different ways that I can probably name that you can get around all of that stuff, right? If you choose, if you're like, no, I want it, I'm going to go get it, it's there, right? You're going to be able to find it. There is, I think, only one, really, truly, only one way to filter or manage the accountability of your pornography use. And that is through your own brain. Now, don't get me wrong, those barriers, they can be effective in terms of, you know, giving someone help, in terms of getting a little bit of like space between you and the immediate impulse. But they are really, those are really a place to begin a discussion of what's going on rather than count on them to solve the problem. And in thinking about, you know, and so in this particular client, you know, thinking about the fear and the excitement that our brains offer us, you know, when he was like, oh, I'm free. I'm totally free, right? I can do whatever I want, right? And his brain's like, wait, oh man, this is dangerous, but it's also kind of awesome, right? You know, just being aware that there's only that barrier to you viewing whatever you want, because you allow there to be a barrier to viewing whatever you want. And, you know, when you take away that accountability app in this person's case, but even the idea that, you know, you're away from home and so no one can find you, or, you know, like when I was on business trips, it would be like, oh, you know, you're all alone. You can do this if you want, or no one will catch you if you do this because you're all alone in your hotel room. Or like what happened, I think I talked about this either on the podcast or during one of my open coaching calls in the membership. It was everyone had left the house, and in a house full of 10 people, a household of 10 people, you're very, very rarely alone in the house. And my brain, like as I walked back in the house when I, you know, saw my last kid off, I walked back in the house, my brain was like, hey, you're all alone. You can look at porn, right? And just recognizing that that's what your brain does, because it wants to offer you an idea in a moment. And you have to use skills. You have to have some skills to work through that. But start by recognizing that just because your brain offers you this idea, you know, in the case of this client, that this is an exciting and maybe even scary moment, doesn't mean you have to let that take over, right? So in my case, when I walked back into the house after everybody had gone, I actually laughed. I was like, what? You know, it's been years. It's been so much time. And now my brain is like, hey, man, you're all alone. You can look at porn. So I laughed, and then I called my wife and I was like, you'll never guess what happened. And just recognizing that your brain's just going to offer you some stuff just because it's always trying to push the boundaries of what's okay and what's right. Because that's what we do as humans. We kind of create curiosity, and we use curiosity to expand our lives, right? And this is a place where it's kind of just, you know, drop a note and be like, hey, what about this? And the skills that I teach, those are the skills that help people work through that kind of thought if it's a struggle, and eventually not make it a thing, which is really what we're all here for, right? Not making that thought that says, hey, go look at porn, into anything other than, oh, wow, that was funny. That was weird. Like, I'm not going to go down that path, but that's okay, right? And you use those skills to evaluate the truthfulness of the thought and whether or not you want to integrate it into your reality or move on, right? And just be integrated as a person. And there are various levels of living your life, right? One is compliance to rules in order to achieve a specific outcome. And this client, that's what he was doing. He's like, oh, if I comply with this rule, then I will achieve an outcome of looking at porn somewhat less. And this is a level that I think many people are within the church. You know, we're all about rules. This our church often, my uncle said this to me, he's an ex-bishop, or he is ordained a bishop. Once you become a bishop, you're never not a bishop in terms of your priesthood, but he was once a bishop in Palmer, Alaska. And, you know, he said, we're a little bit pharisaical as members of the church. These are his words. I'm not going to tell you who it is because I don't want him to get into trouble. But I guess if you did some sleuthing, you could check it out. You could find out who he is. But he said, we're a little bit pharisaical in this church because we think that all the rules are going to save us. And I think the rules are a good place to start, especially as a young person, especially as someone who's not mature enough to understand that, like, a rule is there to help us find a beginning place to where we want to live our life, right? So, for instance, when I was a missionary, there is a rule as missionaries that you're not allowed to, like, hug or kiss the opposite gender at all, right? So that's a pretty good rule. I think that's a really good rule, broadly speaking. I think it keeps most missionaries from getting into trouble. Except for in Italy, there's a very, you know, big tradition of, like, they call it le baci, right? So you kiss on each cheek. And so we would do this with little old ladies. I actually had a companion once. He was, like, brand new into the mission, and he goes in, and you're supposed to go right and then left, and he went left and then right, and he kissed this little old lady, like, smack on the lips. It was, like, so epically awesome, right? When that happens, nobody's like, oh, you're breaking the rules, elder. One particular instance that I saw that I lived was we were walking past, this was with my companion, Elder Parker, and we're walking past this church, and this woman comes out, and she is crying her face off. And this is in Italy, like, there's a Catholic church on literally every corner. It's kind of like living in Utah. And she comes out, and she's, like, crying. And I just, like, my immediate reaction was to go up and give her a hug and ask her what was going on and, you know, try and help her, right? I didn't feel bad about that at all. Now, was I breaking a rule? Yes. Was I living the gospel? Yes, I thought so, right? So recognizing that, you know, if we never move past the level that I have to follow this rule for a specific outcome, there's a good chance that rebellion from the rules will become kind of a normal way of going through your life. So ultimately, and this I think is the lesson for my client and for anybody who is trying to figure out, okay, what do I do with an accountability app? Ultimately, you have to decide. Do you want a life that you can live, you know, from just a place of compliance and accountability to another person? Because offloading that burden of choice and thought and, you know, responsibility in a sense is easier. You know, especially in the short term, it's just easier to offload that to them and be like, listen, you're my accountability partner. And, you know, I need to be able to call you whenever I'm struggling and all that stuff, only to probably face rebellion later, you know. And it's funny because it's like rebellion against what you actually want. Or do you want to look for the most integrative ways to approach the struggle that you face, right? So, you know, coming from a place of agency and ownership, and choosing an open and clear communication with your partner about who you are and what's actually going on for you, right? I don't think, honestly, I don't really think that accountability apps are about openness. I think they're about kind of a punitive slash, you know, numbers tracking way of dealing with your pornography, where for me, and I think for most of my clients, where we try to get to is, are my actions fully integrated? Meaning, can I be the person I am doing this as much when I'm alone versus when I'm not alone, right? In a very real sense, being fully integrated means I'm the same person alone versus with people. I'm not hiding who I am when I'm around others. Now, there's always time and place, right? So you don't always like just tell everybody your business all the time. But can I be the person that I really am with the people that I want to be around because I choose them and they know all the reality of my life? Or do I have to report to them so that they can know that they are okay and I am okay? Right. And I think that's a different place than I think most people want to be. I think that's the place that I started. But once I was able to leave that place, it was so much easier, so much better being me. And I was so grateful for that. So that's what I taught my client. And I think that anybody can do this in their life. You just have to start by saying, you know, what do I actually need to, you know, be accountable to myself and take responsibility for myself and what it is that I'm doing? And do I want to share this with someone? And who do I want to share that with? And are they capable of hearing it and still loving me and still being willing to help me work through it? And this was his response. He said, as far as which choice to go with the accountability apps, personally, I want to live my life from a perspective of using agency and choosing not to look at pornography because of who I am and who I want to become. I really relate to the rebellion reaction to the accountability app. I haven't really thought of the fact that I don't have an accountability partner on the app anymore. I know this is partly due to me having so much going on. He just got married. And so also being preoccupied with, getting married and honeymooning, all that stuff. He just got married. This was pretty awesome. He said, I'm not naive to the fact that sex doesn't solve the stress and the hard things in life that I use pornography to escape from. I am hopeful that using the techniques that you've taught me is helping me regain my agency and becoming the person I want to become means an unfiltered phone is no longer something that is at the front of my mind. So hopefully, and then he said, you know, maybe we can talk about this in our one-on-one discussion we did, but hopefully that's helpful to you. So, you know, the short answer, if you're thinking about accountability apps, is you have to work it out in your mind and work through it. And I hope that what I've talked about here has given you some clear guides to help you work that out and help you become a more honest and open person with your partner. All right, you guys. I love you guys. Thank you so much. We'll talk to you next week. Bye. Thanks for listening to the Self Mastery Podcast. Every day, Darcy and I work with amazing men and women to remove pornography from their lives and relationships. If you're ready to take the next step in your journey, let us help you. Sign up for a consult at zachspafford.com/workwithme, and you can set up some time for you or your spouse to meet with me or with Darcy, and we can help you get started on your self-mastery journey. Thanks for listening to Thrive Beyond Pornography. If you're seeking guidance and support to overcome pornography for good and begin creating a thriving life beyond it, check out my free webinar, How to Overcome Pornography with Skills That Actually Work. You'll learn practical, proven skills guided by an expert coach who has personally overcome pornography. Whether you're getting started for just yourself or along with your spouse, Darcy and I can teach you the tools that will help you put your life on the right path for you. Be sure to check out the show notes for a direct link. And if you could take a moment to leave a review wherever you listen to podcasts, it would mean the world to us. Your reviews play a significant role in helping others discover the show so they can join us on this transformative journey. Thank you for being part of the Thrive Beyond Pornography community. Until our next episode, stay strong, stay focused, and keep thriving.